You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Good morning, theater lover, and happy May 11th. I'm Mark Peikert, editor-in-chief of Playbill, and you are listening to Today in Theater History. In 1903's The Runaways, with a book by Edison Burkhardt and a score by Raymond Hubbell, the hero is transported to a tropical island and will be made a king. The catch? He must marry the queen. The first musical produced by the Schuberts, the show ran nearly 21 weeks at Broadway's Casino Theater. Richard Rodgers and Lawrence Hart contributed music and lyrics for I Married an Angel at the Schubert in 1938. George Balanchine choreographed the story of a banker who looks for Ms. Wright from above. Dennis King and Vera Serena starred. Carol Burnett began the path to her Broadway debut when Once Upon a Mattress premiered off-Broadway at the Phoenix Theater in 1958. Following a six-month run at the Phoenix, the production would transfer to Broadway's Alvin Theater, earning Tony nominations for Burnett's performance and for Best Musical. Liza Minnelli made her Broadway debut at the age of 19 in Flora, The Red Menace, in 1965 at the Alvin. Minnelli would win a Tony Award for her performance in the title role of the musical, with songs by John Kander and Fred Ebb, and direction by George Abbott. Alan J. Lerner and Charles Strauss adapted Robert E. Sherwood's Idiot's Delight into the 1985 musical Dance a Little Closer at the Minskoff. Lynn Cariou, Liz Robertson, and George Rose starred for 25 previews and a single performance, with the musical closing on opening night. A revival of Grease, opened in 1994 at the Eugene O'Neill Theater, featured in director-choreographer Jeff Calhoun's cast were Megan Mullally, Rosie O'Donnell, and Billy Porter, followed by a string of big-name replacements ranging from Brooke Shields to Linda Blair. The original London production of Andrew Lloyd Webber's and T.S. Eliot's Cats closed in 2002 on the anniversary of its opening night after 21 years. For more theater history, visit playbill.com. And for more great podcasts, visit BroadwayPodcastNetwork.com.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.